Old Shep and the Wolf. The clouds were building as Old Shep and I hunkered down for the night. That dog snuggled in close and the cattle were bunched up tight. We were camped at 10,000 feet on that cold mountain side. Last time I looked up at the heavens, there wasn't a star in sight. Soon the tent began flapping, the lightning flashing and the thunder clapping. It was sure too darn noisy for any jaw jacking. There was no doubt in my mind that all hell was about to begin, and this whole symphony was accompanied by one hellacious wind. Somewhere in the night, old Shep and I heard a wolf, a lone wolf nearby. I cursed to myself and said, "Son, get near these cows and you're gonna die." So I grabbed the old 30 and headed out to protect my critters. But by now it was raining so hard my finger was slippery on the trigger. Somewhere in the lightning flashes, I saw that wolf coming in on the prowl. Down at my feet, old Shep uttered a menacing growl. No time to waste. I threw the old flashlight up along the barrel of the gun, pulled back the hammer and said, "This is your last night, old son." But all of a sudden, things weren't right. Old Shep wasn't acting like him. And sure enough, I looked down and that fool had a great big grin. Why, he was looking up at me like everything was just fine. Then all of a sudden, I felt that tingle crawl up my spine. I moved my head cautious-like for a slow, careful look around. There was that wolf not 10 feet away, sitting on the ground. Well, then it dawned on me, scared as I was, by golly, I see the deal. That's a she-wolf sitting there, and she ain't looking for no meal. Why, them canines were looking at each other like two kids in school. Oh, Shep, he was getting a little excited. He was even starting to drool. I said, "Well, what the heck? I'm going to cut these dogs loose and go have some fun." But I knew old Shep would come home someday with a wolf as his son.